You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at the weekend is Lauren Cleland of Visit Savannah. Hey, Lauren.
Hey.
Also with us is Claire Sando of the Tourism Leadership Council. Hey, Claire.
Good morning.
There's plenty going on this weekend, starting with some music out on Tybee.
Absolutely. Are you in an Americana mood, Emily, Claire?
Anyone? Often, yes.
Always, right?
Yes.
Then you should definitely head to Tybee Post Theater this Friday night. Pseudo-local, more regional band Mipso and Chatham County Line playing at Tybee Post Theater. They are playing together for just three stops, and Tybee is one of those three stops.
Tybee's also got some fun parties going on all weekend long.
So I'm very excited because the mermaids are coming!
Yay.
Savannah Pride's second annual Mermaid Fest is coming back, and it's bigger and better than ever. It's got multiple days of events, including a bar crawl, an after party at Huckapoo's, a pier party, and a tea dance. So get your fins, get ready to splash around and have a good time, fun for the whole family.
Saturday, of course, is also May the 4th, which, as we know, is a big holiday for some of us.
May the 4th be with you.
Indeed.
It's Star Wars Day, and it's also Free Comic Book Day. We have two different comic book shops that are having their grand openings on Saturday. Neighborhood Comics, which is on Bull Street next door to White Whale Craft Ales, they're having a sort of a combined party. And there's Odin and Sons, which is inside of Mad Max, which is the new macaron place downtown.
So you can pick comics and beer or comics and desserts?
Or both.
Or both.
I'd say the force is strong with that plan.
Yes. Yes, I agree. And the force is also strong at the Mighty Eighth.
This is true. Okay, so this Saturday is the May the 8th Air Force be with you. Everyone is encouraged to wear their Star Wars clothing and come out to the National Museum of the Mighty 8th Air Force Museum in Pooler to see how World War II imagery and the 8th Air Force influenced the Star Wars films. And this is super cool because they will have special artifacts coming out of their archive for just one day only. So you're going to see things at this museum on Saturday that you will not be able to see any other time.
Saturday, in addition to being a big nerd holiday, is also Derby Day.
It is. There's plenty of ways to go and watch the most exciting 2 minutes in sports. You can watch at the Grove. They're having a party. And on the rooftop of Perry Lane Hotel, Peregrine, they're also having a derby party. And with them, Best Hat gets a free stay at the hotel.
Ooh, whoa.
That's a good prize.
Yeah. Absolutely.
If you'd rather watch some live sports action, it sounds like there's some of that on Saturday as well.
You can head down to Bethesda this Saturday for the Savannah Scottish Games. It's a celebration of Scottish history and heritage. They're going to have competitions with traditional Scottish sports, bagpipes.
Now, we already have some mythical creatures happening this weekend with the mermaids, but those are not the only creatures out of fantasy that'll be visiting the area.
No, so clearly I have a theme. So the Fairy and Gnome Festival is happening this Saturday at Oatland Island Wildlife Center. It's a day of nature magic, and kids and adults of all ages can get up close and personal with the natural world. And wings are not mandatory, but they're highly encouraged. And I have several pairs if you'd like to borrow any. So just you know, like tweet me and I'll get you some wings.
Good to know. Thank you. And then finally, we've made it to Sunday when there is a lot of fun going on with some of Savannah's pets.
Oh, yes. It's a great day to be in Forsyth Park unless you're allergic to dogs because it's the doggy carnival. Bring your dog out. There'll be all sorts of treats and fun activities for them and food and beer for the humans.
Well, Claire Sando, the Director of Communications for the Tourism Leadership Council, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
And Lauren Cleland, Director of Digital Marketing for Visit Savannah. Thanks for joining us.
It was my pleasure.